Jaguars.com coverage of free agency continues. Running back Justin Forsett changes teams in the division. Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be a part of this team. Excited for the future.
This is a big jump. I mean, coming from the division a year in Houston, but you know Gus from your time in Seattle, other side of the ball, of course. You know Fish from Seattle. He was a quarterback's coach then. The familiarity helped, right?
No, it did a lot. You know, like you said, I know all those guys. I know the offense. You know, I know what to expect. You know, I know the system. I know the philosophy. Now it's just time to go out, execute, and, you know, be a spark for this team.
And so I can push you. Man, I'm happy, man. Excited that, you know, we get to join forces.
This backfield, of course, Maurice Jones-Drew's been around. You're pretty close with Maurice, right? Yeah, now, you spoke with him on the phone earlier.
Yeah, we spoke earlier. You know, close friend of mine for years now. We actually trained together out in California for the past 6 or 7 years. So we built a relationship, compete hard with each other. So it's happy to so we can really join forces and you know, shake up the league.
Tell us how the process goes here in free agency. You know, how did it start? How did the meetings? How many meetings do you have? And until you sign on the dotted line today.
Well, you know, they reached out to me and my representative, and you know, Jacksonville, you know, was my first stop. You know, because they're the first ones to really come out and you know, active in trying to court me and come out and you sign. You meet people, you meet the coach, you meet the general manager, you meet the offensive coordinator. So you meet a lot of people around the building and just to get to see their faces, get to know what they're about. And then we start a negotiating process. So you're waiting around, got your phone on, talking back and forth with your agent so we can, you know, come to a deal. And, you know, we finally came to one. So glad to be able to sit down and sign and wear my Jaguars hat.
Tell us about your role here. What did they tell you about your role in the offense?
Yeah, so, you know, I'll come in, you know, backing up Maurice, you know, try to have a nice 1-2 punch here, you know, be able to add another dimension to the offense, you know, be a spark for the team.
Defensive tackle Roy Miller, welcome. First thoughts?
I'm just excited, you know, going in there, meeting all the coaches and, you know, feeling the new energy in the building, man. I'm excited knowing Todd Wash. You know, I'm just excited. I literally just signed a contract, so kind of lost for words. But I'm definitely looking forward to this new movement that they talk about down here.
What is that feeling like? Obviously, you signed one as a rookie coming out, but signing a second one now for the second time. What's the feeling?
It feels good. You know, you work real hard to have one of these moments that I'm sharing with you guys, and it's just exciting. You know, you just dream of being in the league, playing in the league. And to actually get a second shot to play 2 more years, I'm excited. Be a part of this organization and what they have and the new energy and the movement, I feel like I fit into this to this place.
You said you worked with Wash before. What does his energy bring to a defensive line?
Wash is crazy. And, you know, he coaches that way. He's intense. And I just – he's a stand-up guy. And I always appreciated that about him. And so – you know, being able to come out here and work with him is definitely, you know, important to me. And, you know, I always wanted to work with him again, and so I'm just excited.
What did they tell you about your role here on the line and kind of the competition factor?
You know, Coach Gus is big about competition, and so, you know, we'll see. I want to get in there and get in the playbook and look at the plays and everything so I can try to figure out my role. And, you know, that'll come here pretty soon, early April. And so, I'm, like I said, I'm just looking forward to so many things, so many new things, and I'm looking forward to it.
Allen Ball is the latest to sign. First off, welcome, and your initial thoughts about being in Jacksonville.
Oh, thanks, man. It's been good to be here so far. I've been here a night and a day, so I got to be around all the coaches and the staff and a lot of energy in the building, which you can pick up on immediately. So it's definitely been a pleasure.
You mentioned the energy. That's got to be one thing that sold you on coming to Jacksonville. Were there some other options for you, and where did Jacksonville come in?
The energy among that, just the vibe you get. You can always feel the vibe when you walk in a building. That and also the style of play that I anticipate us playing this year is exciting for me and the coaching staff as well.
Now, where will you fit? What is your role going to be on the defense? Did they promise anything? Did they talk about the competition? What's going to happen?
You know, in this business, all you can ask for is competition. And, you know, that's how I go in. I'm going in with my head prepared to compete for whatever I get. So that's my main mind frame is just go in, be ready to play no matter what, and whatever situation calls, just be prepared for it.
You know, you've played safety, you've played cornerback. What do you prefer? Do you prefer one over the other?
I'm a prefer corner. I spent a lot of my time at corner last year, so I prefer just settling in at corner and making sure I can hone into that.
What's next for you? You got a little bit of time, right?
You know, I'm going to go ahead and take care of the things I need to take care of to get down here and get rolling full time.